每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
9月12日，温柔喜乐。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。马太福音5章5节。耶稣用他特有的方式对他的听众说了一些非常令人震惊和革命性的话。温柔的人是幸福的。他的话与我们现代的幸福观完全相反。我们说聪明的人是幸福的，因为他们会得到他朋友们的赞赏。有进取心的人是幸福的，因为他们会得到事业。富有的人是幸福的，因为他们会得到充满朋友的世界和装满现代物件的房子。耶稣没有说，要温柔，你就会承受地土。他比任何人都知道，温柔是上帝的礼物，是重生的果子。耶稣在这8福中，不是发出一个命令。耶稣没有说你应该温柔，那才是生活的方式。他没有这么说。他乃是说，如果我们想要找到幸福的秘密，如果我们想要享受生活，那么温柔是一把基本的钥匙。让我们一同祷告。主啊，愿我的生活真实地活出你的温柔。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
September 12th. Be meek, be happy. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. In his characteristic way, Jesus was saying something quite shocking and revolutionary to his listener with these words, "Happy are the meek." He was saying something quite the opposite of our modern concept of the way to happiness. We say, "Happy are the clever, for they shall inherit the admiration of their friends. Happy are the aggressive, for they shall inherit a career. Happy are the rich, for they shall inherit a world of friends and a house full of modern gadgets." Jesus did not say, "Be meek and you shall inherit the earth." He, more than anyone else, knew that meekness was a gift of God, a result of rebirth. Jesus was not issuing a command in this beatitude, nor saying, "You ought to be meek, that is the way to live." No, he was saying that if we want to find the secret of happiness, if we want to enjoy living, then meekness is a basic key. Let's pray. May I truly reflect your meekness in my life, Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen.